Hello, everyone, and welcome to Tabletop Radio Hour, your podcast for everything little. Tabletop. My name is Zach, and this week, I'm joined by the regular crew. We've got Mark and Logan. How you guys doing today?
A little irregular, okay. But that's okay.
Yay!
That was very...
Yay!
Yep.
Mark's ready.
I'm all right.
Okay.
Oy vey. I'm doing oy vey.
Oh, fey.
Oh, da-dum.
Yeah.
Got it. Yeah.
The subtle ones. Okay. The subtle ones kind of sneak up on you, you know.
Yeah, okay, totally.
From the top, let's start that again.
I'm sneaking up on you. See how I'm sneaking up and you do not notice.
Yeah.
Subtle.
Today, we're going to be playing some more Household.
Mm-hmm.
In our series, Home is Where the Hearth Is. Last time we left off, our heroes were in a casino named the Galleria. We had some gambling, we had more winning than I expected, and we seemed to add a little bit of tension at the end of the session when it seems two individuals, not our heroes, had entered the casino with their own job. But I think we'll get into that a little bit here. We had Dimitri up on the games floor trying to avoid a very large Sluat individual that seemed to be coming towards him. And we had Radu and Vega slightly surprised by a smaller Sluah man that seems to, I don't know, be onto them a little bit.
Yeah, he's not taking any BS. No deception allowed here, apparently.
After Vega ran back upstairs to assist her friend Dimitri, we return to the present. We're here. Is there anybody that would like to go first? See who wants to...
I'm ready as I'm ever going to be.
Yeah, I think I'm on that on-guard situation, so I'm just mostly going to wait to see what he does at me and react in kind. So yeah, go for it, Mark.
That's fair, yeah.
Right. Dimitri, yeah, so in the scene here, you just had Vega burst back through the door she went through not too long ago. And yell after you, as into a bit of caution here. You're okay. A few tables away from this large individual. That's a good size, larger than you are, and is coming towards you.
Okay.
Is there anything specific you would like to do in this situation?
I am just going to kind of give him a nod and kind of a polite nod and say kind of gesture of, excuse me, I'm needed over there type thing, and start moving toward Vega. If there's any sort of aggressive move, I'm going to break into a run.
Okay. That does seem what is about to happen here. As he gets closer to you, you'll kind of circle around tables and trying to get away from him. And I'm guessing around over to Vega's area.
Yes. Well,
see where it goes.
Kind of in that direction, yes. If he's going to escalate the situation, I'm going to double down on the escalation. So if he moves towards me, I am going to just break out in a full run.
Perfect. I will have you make a reactionary roll here, because he indeed will go to swipe at you.
Okay.
Get a hand on your the shoulder. Where your jacket is.
Okay.
We'll go ahead and you have to to react with athletics.
Athletics? Okay. And I'm going to go with street, because I'm going to be kind of riling up some of the other people here, too. I will be, bumping into people. I'll jump over tables. If I'm using athletics, I'll, like, disrupt games, and kind of force this guy to barrel after me, ruining games right behind me.
Okay.
So, street athletics. Would my alert kick in here because I'm avoiding an ambush or danger?
Yeah, absolutely. you're avoiding some danger here, my friend.
Great.
I might say you will need two basic successes.
Two basics, okay.
Yes, you might take a bit of stress as a negative to that if you don't succeed.
Fair enough. Yeah, I think that's what I got. I got the alert here, but let's see what I can roll. Okay, there is a basic.
Alert. The world needs more alerts.
Yes. so I will use my free reroll here.
Yeah.
Got a second basic success. There it is.
You did indeed. As he gets a bit closer to you, maybe around the same table, you kind of duck one way, go the other. He'll swipe out to grab your shoulder, to bring you over the table as you what? How do you get away from him?
Yeah, I'm going to spin away. Like I say, I'll jump over a table, disrupting that, luring him after me. I'll drop down, I'll slide under the next table, kind of heading towards Vega, but not exactly. I don't want to endanger her. If there are some steps, I want to try and go upstairs.
Definitely a section of stairs.
Good. I'm going to head that direction. Try and go up. I obviously don't want to go towards the front door because, there's more guards there. But let's head that way and try and do that.
Get him up there. Definitely. I say that won't risk anything. I won't make you roll to go and run away. You already got away from him. Mm-hmm. His initial grab there.
Okay.
So you bolt, you dart towards the stairway going up. Mm-hmm. I am going to real quick have you make a reaction roll. Just see if you see something here in the scene.
Okay.
A bit of insight.
Insight. Okay. I'll go ahead and take the academia insight and see what that gets me. And would my alert kick in for this as well?
This one isn't anything regarding danger.
Okay.
This is just an extra bit of information you might be able to grab.
Well, I got a critical, so I hope that that was.
Yeah. I think you do a little bit of something.
Excellent.
As you are running, you will you'll take a look behind you, back towards him. As he's clear past all the tables you didn't see before, but taking a look at his belt, you'll see hanging from it are several sets of keys.
Hmm.
Several individual keys.
Okay.
Like, not unlike what a hotel key might be, a small little keychain hangy. Gold key.
Gotcha.
Several just hanging from his belt.
Okay.
Before you kind of dive up the stairs and try to get a little bit of distance.
With that knowledge, I want to, once I get upstairs, I want to look for a hiding place, kind of a duck around, behind a planter or something.
Mm.
Try and see if I can get him to run past me.
Okay. Go ahead and make me a roll for that. Probably illusion, but I mean, whatever you want to
think. Yeah, street illusion is probably good here.
Seeing a place that has a couple extra shadows and
trying
to just duck around somewhere.
Kind of basic.
That's fine. That's all you needed.
Excellent.
So you find a place to duck around a corner, and as you do, Vega will kind of look at you and wink as she continues to run down the hallway there.
Okay.
Kind of drawing his attention towards her and not towards you.
Great. All right. As he does that, I want, and I know this probably isn't going to be easy, but I want to try to pickpocket those keys off him as he zips past.
Yes, yes. Ooh. I was so thinking this would be a great idea. Heck yes. Yep. Let's go.
Yep.
Okay, okay. I am going to give you a hindrance here.
Figures.
Yeah, it might be pretty easy to notice that as he's running.
Yep.
So I'll give you a minus one die on your roll here.
Okay. And I thinking street, probably street dex for this. Okay. So I have an ace of spades, which I think gives me another die. Is that right?
Yeah, let me get
but only if you speak. Oh, you. Only if you sing Ace of Spades by Motorhead.
Yeah, nah.
Oh boy. Okay, so spending aces. Players can play an ace to gain plus one on an action or reaction roll. Yes, that is correct.
Okay. So that'll negate the negative at least. The
negative one? Yeah,
absolutely. Still don't have a great bit here, but let's see what we can. Got a basic success.
Okay, yeah. You, as he runs by, you'll see how the keys are swinging as he's running. As it's on that upswing, you'll swipe it and fall back into the shadows there.
Perfect. Great.
Big footsteps boulder down the hallway as they get a bit quieter, rounding up the corner.
All right.
Following Vega, assumingly.
Yes. I'm assuming none of the keys are marked.
As you take a look at the key, you see there is a room number.
Ah, okay. I will head towards that room.
Absolutely. It will be here on this floor.
Okay.
Room 206.
206, all right.
Someone please just, if someone has a D6.
Drop please it. Roll it and tell me your value. D6.
You got it?
I thought I did.
I got it.
Yep. Got one.
Six.
Go for it. Hey, all right. Oh, that's better than mine. By a lot.
Maybe.
So, yeah. No. Okay. Yeah.
That was just for my benefit.
Thank right.
you. As you take a moment to look for the room, you kind of do that similar look one way, look the other, and lean back in towards the door before. I would assume Dimitri's is the kind of person that might put his ear up to a door to see if anything's behind it before going in.
Absolutely I am, yeah. Do that, I might even give it a little knock just to see if there's a reaction.
You press your ear up, you don't hear anything. As you knock, similarly,
okay.
You won't hear anything.
And then I'll use the key.
Lock clicks as you unlock the door. Door creaks slightly, not too obvious, but just, you know, to show that this is either not like highest quality or it's been here maybe a little while.
Fair enough.
You close the door behind you and take a look inside. Here it is not set up like a normal hotel room. You'll notice a medium-sized desk in the center of the room, and around the walls you'll see piles of boxes with papers and various clutter. But overall it looks like it's kind of a setup as an office in this room.
Okay. Yeah.
What are you gonna do? Take a look around?
Definitely going through the papers, getting a feel for the place.
Absolutely. Go ahead and roll me something. See how much information you might find out looking around here.
Okay. So probably like academia and investigation.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah. like pretty standard investigation work.
Yeah, sticking to your roots, how you learned how to investigate. You'll try to find clues, hints, any trails to anything that might make sense.
So here with my memory of working with the Royal Gendarmerie help.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
You I think as established previously, as you worked for them, you did do more investigative style mm-hmm. things. You weren't a soldier, so to speak.
Right, right, exactly.
You were more kind of like an agent, I guess.
Yeah. Okay, well, that's two basics.
Okay. With that, you will find, among many things, this room is cluttered with information, but the things that stick out, you'll see more both filled out and empty versions of invoices. You will see various seals. You will see a lot of lists of names.
Hmm.
Among those names, you do see a name that looks familiar. A Lupe? Man by the name of Lupe.
Yes, okay, good. Yeah, start focusing on that then. What does it say about Lupe?
Just taking a look at these lists, you'll see dates next to names. It's actually several dates and various symbols. You don't know what they mean. It might just be like a shorthand kind of, or a internal company code or something like that. You'll see most names are either crossed out or have markings next to them. Lupe's, you just see the dates and value of money.
Hmm.
There are a lot of zeros on that number.
Hmm.
Not crossed out, nothing else written, just dates and an amount.
He owes more zeros than he does actual numbers, so he's pretty good to go.
Nice.
Problem solved. Right?
There we go. We can just go home.
That's just lending, right? That's just basics.
Yeah.
After a little bit more digging, you'll see more of journal-style entries on papers. It's not in anything organized like a journal, but it's just individual. But it seems like, as you look through these, there are pages about these individual names on these lists you are finding.
Hmm.
After looking for a few minutes, I think we're just going to pop downstairs and see what our other friend might be doing.
Great.
The camera will pan away as you're searching through papers and head downstairs a few floors to the storage room.
Yeah, on guard position. This dude started jumping at me and slashing with knives, right? Is that kind of how we left me last time?
Yes, I do believe. Vega tackled him, he kind of got back up, and kind of went to pursue you.
That's right.
Instead of running after her.
You were supposed to handle me. Something along those lines, being a little cheeky bastard.
Yeah, something like that.
Okay.
I think his accent was something like this.
Ah, right.
So, you are prepared for an attack. Go ahead and roll me a reaction roll for me. He's going to come at you probably fairly quickly, take a few steps with a slash and a lunge. You must react with fight.
With fight.
If I do believe so, you spent a move to gain a +1 on your next reaction roll against a duelist.
I did. That was last session, opponent. Technically, but we're still in the same scene, so that's, I was hoping it still pulled
that's
through.
That's fine.
Okay,
yeah.
Perfect. And I must use fight. I think I would like to use street and fight, theoretically, because if I use war, I'm still dealing with a hurt condition and I'll remove one on me. So I think it's more so like read the body language sort of a thing and try and just evade if that works.
Yeah, analyze his style, see dominant hand, kind of get that idea.
Right, and you know
that makes sense.
If he's slashing at me, make sure it's not a feint that I'm falling for, sort of thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
With that,
this is a critical opponent.
With that on guard bonus, I have 7 dice I rolled. I got 2 basics. I'm going to use the free reroll of and see what I get there. I have 3
that is
basics.
The equivalent of a critical success. So
you succeed.
As he, do you want to explain that defense there?
Yeah. So he's coming in with a slash, and so I'm in that on guard position, and I, you know, cross block to a 2 across my body, sword tip dipping down, block 1 knife, bring the pommel back down towards the 2nd knife, block that out of the way, and kind of jump back and put the sword between us again, just giving more space, you know, knowing that I've got the reach and he's going to try and close on me. So, you know, smack smack and step back.
Yeah. Absolutely, I love it. That would take it to your turn. He had the first turn this round here, so what would you like to do?
I think, you know, in kind, I'm going to just slash back and just try and smack him around. I am going to go war fight on this one, which still has that -1 because of the injury. Yeah, so we'll see how that goes.
Yes.
Okay, critical. And then I have a free reroll just based on my sword fighter skills.
Ooh.
So I'm going to use that here again. And, oh boy!
Ooh, baby!
Critical to extreme success. I think as I step in, you know, I've got that space between us, I go, "You're good, but your footwork? Could use some work." You know, and just slash, slash, step in, slash, you know, and make him basically try and stumble over himself.
Yeah, it makes him step back a few extra steps. Maybe you'll run him into the wall of the storage room.
Right.
You know, not necessarily the wall.
Yeah,
up
racks,
against a few boxes along the wall.
Yeah.
Yeah. He'll have to, you know, push you away and step away to regain a bit of footing.
There is, without a doubt, on Radu's face, there is all kinds of smug. All kinds of smug.
I thought this was gonna be easier than it is.
Well, you thought wrong, sir, or you got told wrong. I am a master of my trade.
Oh, I think you underestimate me, boy. I've got a few tricks up my sleeve myself.
You might have a few tricks, but tricks won't make you survive through skill. Nanga!
As you all kind of jump forward for another round of attacks here.
Again.
You did 3 stress to this individual with your attack just a second ago. That triggers his parry move, which the duelist ignores the next successful attack against them.
Full attack? Holy crap.
Full attack. So,
alright.
Yeah.
That's cheating.
He's stepping up the game. He's showing you a little bit of what he can do and pulling out that move for the next one.
Well, I think, let's see how I roll, for the sake of fun. But he's going to ignore it, so it's really not going to matter. But yeah, dang. Success critical. Cool. Well, yeah, I just basically continue to harry him, and just, it's this constant exchange. He's blocking, I'm hitting, and just going full, you know, aggressive.
We see flips from you as, if my memory serves, your style was quite dancey.
Yes.
Yes, as we see spins and flourishes and the sparks coming off the blades as each attack gets blocked for the next few seconds here. That takes it back to his turn as after he parries there, you come in with your attacks a little bit more. He's going to attempt to feint. You might have to see and anticipate that a little bit. You must react with insight.
Ooh, I like that. I'm going to go street insight. That's cool, because it's better than academia. And I think this is more of a street brawl. This reminds me more of a gutter, you know, back alley sort of brawl. There's tight walls. This is actually favoring him in footing, so I'm trying to think about, like, how he's going to move.
Yeah, his blades are smaller, and he has faster. A little bit more speed behind his attacks. So yeah, he has a bit of an advantage here.
Okay.
Good thing you get a free reroll.
I was gonna say, it's, the sword is out, right? Yeah, yeah. Okay, cool.
Did I drop my sword?
Freaking crap. I'm gonna go all in.
Okay, so you've got a basic success. Yeah, you could do that.
And if I go all in, what do I need to spend to do that?
If after a reroll or a free reroll, the player scored a better result than on the first roll, they can still choose to go all in to make an additional reroll. However, if you do not get any better successes or extra successes, you lose all previous successes.
Yeah. So if I just get another single success,
it doesn't terrible work. Failure.
Terrible failure. Let's go. All right. Two successes, which is slightly better. Better enough. I don't think it's better enough to stop all of it, but it reduces it some.
Yeah. You know what? I'm gonna give you a success at a cost.
Oh boy.
You end up getting that defense. You won't take stress unless, I guess, that's your cost. But what would you like to choose to happen?
Is there a devil's bargain? Let's just smash together all of our games, shall we?
All of our games are one, right?
Yep.
Same basic principle, actually.
Yeah, I mean, okay,
what we're looking for here is I like my positioning to be different. So I'm going to try and get myself the hell out of this tight room and more in a straight, you know, and even in the hallway, I have more space to control where he moves and less stuff for him to bounce off of. So if I could reposition him so I can get out the door, that could be cool.
Ooh, okay. I will counter that with gaining a stress, having to focus on getting him in a good position for you to escape.
I'll take that.
Maybe he doesn't get a slash out. But you're stressing a bit because you want to get out of here.
Yeah, that's good.
Wonderful. That was his attack, if I do believe so.
Yep.
What would you like to do with your action?
Okay. With that, I think I'm going to try and basically like throw a couple slashes at him to cause some space in our duel and back up and kind of throw the door into him as he comes towards it, sort of thing. Not like throwing it off his hinges, but like just close it in his way and slow him down, which I don't know how big this door is or how hard it would be to move. So I think that's either street dexterity or street athletics.
Yeah, you could argue both. I'm kind of thinking that you run through the door, close it behind you. As he starts to run by, you like kick the door back into him.
Yeah.
Springing off, heading back down the hallway.
Yeah. I like that. So I'm going to go with dexterity on that. I think that seems more of a tricksy thing than just straight might. And so that's my focus there.
Oh!
A pair of critical successes.
Okay. You successfully do that. He'll take an additional stress for that.
Yeah.
As you bop him with the door,
Ippy-boppity-boop.
It'll bop off of him and then close again.
Yep.
Would you like to spend that additional critical success to do?
Oh, did that hurt? I think he loses a knife.
Ooh, I like that a lot.
Okay.
In the heat of trying to get you.
Yep. It he slams drops into one, him. He drops one just one. To not get so smashed by the door. And, yeah.
You get a plus one to your next reaction roll against him.
Take it.
Because he has to change up his style slightly.
Okay.
Not realizing it until the last second there.
That's cool.
As you run down the hallway, camera goes upstairs and into the office room. Dimitri frantically flipping through papers, trying to find any lead to this paper trail so far.
Yeah.
I'll just kind of give you the gist of some information you'll get.
Great.
You'll find some clues that correlate with some of the names that have been crossed off the list and some of these journal entries.
Mm-hmm.
If their name is crossed off the list, It seems like these individuals are so in debt that they have been robbed of their belongings, kidnapped, and sent to the Outhold as a form of punishment for their debts.
Okay, and you said Lupe was not crossed out yet.
Lupe is not crossed out yet.
Okay. Hmm. All right.
I'm going to need one more basic success from you.
Okay.
To find something else in this room.
Okay. Well, I've done the investigation. I have all the stuff. I think probably at this point I'm going to kind of go for an insight to see how I interpret all this data I've got.
I like that. I like that interpretation. That's really cool. You're not actually looking for the information. You're more connecting the dots and
because
finding out something based on your experience.
Right. Yeah. Now, would my time of the gendarmerie still give me a...
Oh, yeah. Bonus? Oh, yeah, buddy.
Great.
What? Then... Your cop time helps you do cop things and then cop the investigation here? Okay.
Hey, now the dice are with us, apparently. That's
the dice are with us.
You put a few things together in your head after looking through this information. You might realize that on the names that are not crossed off the list, you have 3-digit numbers.
Hmm.
Most of them starting with 0. And you... take a look back in your hand or on the desk there at the hotel key.
Oh.
You start to connect that these might be hotel rooms.
Okay.
Your mind jumps back to seeing multiple keys on big guy's belt.
Mm-hmm.
And you can probably assume his counterpart also has keys in their possession.
Gotcha.
So... you flip back to the list and you see a 3-digit number next to Lupe's name.
And what is that number?
It is 014.
014. Okay. Interesting.
Is there anything else you want to ask?
Okay. So the key ring that I got just had the one key on it?
That is correct. It looks like it has like the... Now, just kind of looking at it further, it's the Galleria logo keychain connected to a singular key.
Okay.
Like you might see at a, I've seen it like smaller hotels will have like individual keys with a keychain on them.
Sure. Okay.
Hotels often have also a master key. Does this happen to be a master key that can get into any door?
So it has the room number marked on it.
Oh, that's right. You said that. So, I'm sorry. Yeah. Yep,
no. Yeah. You would assume not.
Right. That makes sense.
Wait, Radu, when'd you get here? No,
oh, so sorry. I teleported through the wall. Excuse me. Have to go fight.
Wait. We don't have the little earbuds that we're in communication with each other? What?
Right.
What are those?
Yeah.
Do you put it's small earbugs. Flowers in
it's
your ears?
Earbugs. It's a little earbugs, scarab that talks to the other scarab. Earbuds. It's earbuds.
Earbugs. That's great. No earbugs in the budget today, unfortunately.
Okay.
Anything else before you move on from this place?
I don't think so. I think we gotta find room 14.
As you exit the...
Actually, hang on.
Yes, by all means.
Before I walk out the door, does this room have a window?
You see it has a... small, very dirty window on the back wall.
Okay.
That if you, wipe with your sleeve or small handkerchief, you would see like that internal strip. It's like this is on the opposite wall that you entered that has the kind of richer, more organized streetway for private access or whatever. From people inside the walls getting around.
Okay, and the room number, this room number?
What was that? I don't remember. you're on the second floor.
Right.
So you're one floor up from the main, to the main floor where you enter.
Gotcha. I'm going to kind of pop the window open and look, because that's the outside. I'm assuming this would be two floors down, so probably basement, like an underground level. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay, so...
like a floor lower than the main floor.
Okay. So it probably will not have a window. All right, then I'll head back out to the hallway.
Yeah.
Close the door behind me.
Will you lock it?
Yes.
All right. So as you pop your head out, I'm assuming you'll look again just to make sure.
Of course, yeah.
You don't see someone. And exit the office.
Still expecting Vega to be pulling a Han Solo, screaming down the hall at you.
Yeah, the camera will pan around the corner as you just see these two just sprinting down the hall. She's just making any turn that she can, trying to either wear them out or just get away. Dimitri, would you like to continue your investigation, or shall we see where our friend is?
Yes, well, I am going to... scrolling casually as if everything is as if I belong here. I want to try and go downstairs, see if I can head towards the basement.
Absolutely. Are you using the main stairs? Are you trying to find a sneaky way to do it? Or are you just walking?
If I can find a sneaky way, something less obvious, that'd be fine.
Yeah, I'm sure you can find, after looking around for a minute, a service stairway.
Oh, great.
One of those staff-only areas where they could just kind of get to different places quicker.
Makes sense.
Less traffic, stuff like that.
Perfect.
And you'll go downstairs a couple of flights here. As you exit the stairway, you will hear two sets of running footsteps headed your direction. What do you do?
Oh, boy. I will... You know what? I will... can I find a... I'd like to find a door that I can kind of... something I can jump into with the hope of, being able to open the door out. When Vega runs past, swing the door open and hit the other guy with the doorway.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Go ahead and roll me a roll for that.
Okay.
And see how you do.
Gotcha. I guess Street Dex is probably about the best hit for that.
Yeah. Cool.
Got a basic success, at least.
Okay. Yeah, you swing open that door, and Radu, roll me a reaction roll with athletics, please.
Perfect, 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 perfect. I think this is funnier that I'm due war with athletics. I've got one less. I'm already hurt, so let's do that. So this is gonna be four dice. Basic.
You swing the door out as Radu, you're running down the hallway. A door swings out in front of you.
Now, I was going for this. I was assuming that Vega was being chased, so I was going to wait for the first set of to go past, and then go to a second. Because I was assuming it was Vega.
Yes, you assume incorrectly. This is now...
That is fair.
It is now Radu.
This is Radu.
Downstairs in the basement where he has been running from this man.
Correct. Okay. But he would have been the first set of stairs. Steps, right?
Yeah. Your anticipation was a little too soon.
Gotcha.
Radu jumps around the door last second.
Okay.
Saying something like, "Hey, watch out." Say it's a reaction line.
Logan. Well, that was a close one.
Before you hear, "Good." As this man gets hit by his second door of the evening.
Nice.
Doors, man. They're dangerous.
Somewhat loud thud on the ground as Radu, I'm assuming, is continuing to run.
Actually, if I hear the thud, hallway. I think I'm going to slide to a stop and turn around.
Okay, yeah. You turn around and you see a familiar fairy friend.
Oh.
Yeah, I'll probably be kind of looking around the door, making sure he's out.
Good thinking. Thank you.
Good to see you. How did things go?
I'm getting attacked. See? He's right there. Look at the floor.
Not so much anymore. Kind of nudge him with my foot a little bit.
One moment, and I go over and like just pommel strike him in the forehead. Hopefully knocking him out.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Well done.
He's been hit by two doors. I think he's... If he's not unconscious, he's at least given up.
I'm not unconscious, I'm just playing dead. Thanks.
Gotcha. I am going to check him for keys.
He's got about 4 of them.
Really?
Any of them?
If I rubbed off on you so bad, you have to pick their pockets now? I'm proud.
Do any of them say 014?
They do not.
I'll take them anyway.
Yeah, why not? Take them anyways.
Do they have different numbers?
They do. Okay. Various numbers throughout the hotel.
Okay. Yeah. I'll give half of them to Radu.
Okay. What am I supposed to use these for?
We'll find out when we need them. And then I'm going to go looking for room 014. As a matter of fact, let's say. Okay. Have you seen a room 14 down here?
Yes, it's somewhere between... I have no idea. I was running for my life. Why do you think I'd be looking for door numbers?
I'm assuming it's between 13 and 15.
Generally speaking, yes. If these people can count.
Behind you, you'll hear...
Actually, most hotels are probably set like they are the opposite. Like the evens on one side of the hall, odds on the other. So you probably like be across the hall.
As Vegas just standing there behind you all.
Just kind of turned. Just very casual. Yeah, good point. All right, and I will go looking for the room.
You okay? Run into any problems yourself?
Oh no, I'm fine.
Okay.
I lost him like 10 minutes ago upstairs.
Quick cursory glance. Does this dude that we just knocked out have anything of value just looking at him? I'm not gonna like dig through his pockets, but like glance at the dagger, glance at like how he's dressed and whatever else. Not, is there anything that's worth my time?
You see the one shorter clock hand dagger. It's a dagger made out of the hands of a watch.
Nice, I like that.
So you see kind of the detailed points from how the watch is made.
Does it look like it's something illegal?
It doesn't look illegal.
Okay.
But it's definitely a little dingy, a little dirty.
Yeah, that's fine. I'm uncouth already, so.
It's been a while since it's been polished.
Yeah. I'll kick that up and put that in my belt.
Okay. Go ahead and notate that piece of equipment down on your inventory.
Dope.
He's got a couple coins on him, too, if you want to.
Nah, whatever.
For real, pickpocket it.
He screwed up on fighting me, so, you know, he loses a knife.
And a bit of his dignity, too.
That's
sure.
That.
He has his hat, but you already have a hat.
Yeah.
Not really my style. Yeah, you guys take a moment. Roddy, you pick up your dagger as you all head down the hall. You'll see similarly single-digit numbered rooms down here as you look around before you reach room number 14.
Well... It just so happens in my inventory, I have lockpicks.
Yeah.
Ooh. Okay. That would give you help in this situation.
Great.
I don't know if any other individuals can add help. They'd probably more get in your way.
Yeah. I'm high level of dexterity, like a ridiculous level, so I don't know if that would help. As like an extra pair of hands to help with tensions and stuff like that. Otherwise, you know, if it feels like he's got it, he pulls out tools to even do this job, then I'm just gonna be lookout.
Good enough.
Unless you want to borrow the lockpick, do you think you could do it?
I mean, I do have a high level of dexterity, so theoretically that's what we'd be using, but I don't know because I didn't start with the lockpicks if I'm like actually proficient at that, or I'm just jimmying it.
Fair enough.
So, items work more like they help you in situations where you need them. So, in this case, anyone can pick a lock with a hairpin.
Okay.
A lockpick helps you do it better.
Cool. Well, let's... I think we'll keep with that, and if you love it, then you can always be like, can somebody else try this?
Okay. I'm fine with that if you're fine with
that. Like, lose it.
True.
Unless maybe you fail so bad that...
break stuff.
That it breaks, so...
Okay, so... on street dexterity with help.
With a plus one, yes, sir.
Yeah. Got anything else that's gonna help me here, so go with that. My goodness. Basic and a critical.
I'm not gonna say the best you could have done, that you could have gotten five.
Well, yeah.
Kind, but you know, but you did damn near well enough.
Okay.
You did it so well, you didn't break the lockpick, you didn't break the lock itself, so it's not gonna look like somebody broke in here.
Good.
And the door pops open.
Okay. Gonna poke my head in. Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Margarita and Clara sent me.
My family sent you?
Yes!
Oh, God.
I assume you are Lupe?
Si, yes.
Ah, perhaps you can tell me what's going on.
As you enter the room fully, you'll kind of peer around the corner as you see him in a chair with his hands tied behind his back and to the chair, and as well as his legs. Mm-hmm.
I'll start untying.
Well, as you can see, I got myself in a bit of a predicament.
Mm-hmm. Not so lucky at cards, I think.
Dice.
Ah, dice. Yes. Dice can be tricky, and I know that feeling very well.
As he, you know, as he kind of says that, you see his expression change to a bit of excitement, a bit of craving you might have seen in the past.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Before that kind of deflating a bit, realizing that you might know why he's here.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So let me level with you here, Lupe. We can get you out. We can take you home, back to your family, but what is to prevent these people coming back to find you again? Or you getting into similar trouble again?
Wait, who are you?
You're a fairy goddaughter. Does it matter? We're getting you out.
Kind of look at him with this. I think that's a little racist.
I mean... All right, mixed company. Sorry.
Let's say I've never been this bad before.
Mm-hmm. And now you are, what are we going to do about today?
Recent events have opened my eyes a bit more.
Have they?
So to speak.
Hmm.
Trust me, especially knowing that my family may be in very grave danger.
Mm. Yes.
I can guarantee that this will not happen again. As you look at him, you sense in his eyes, on the features in his face, this man is genuine in what he's saying. You see a slight sense of dread as he's telling you this.
Kind of look at Radu a little bit, look at Vega, kind of getting their impressions.
The problem is, friend, that this is a pattern, and it only is going to get worse. And the more so, these people are going to come for you. So this is what you're going to do. You're going to
go back to your family. You're going to beg to be returned to them, that they will let you into their house, and that you are going to move yourselves to someplace else further away, and you're going to buy your daughter back her pet rat.
Is that understood?
Yes, that's understood.
Right.
You're helping enough already, but I might ask your help with that matter. That takes a lot to get from one place to another, and I'm sure you both know safely is also a concern.
Well, you can't pay us for it, so what's our arrangement here?
And I'm looking towards my compatriots to see how they react as well. Because yeah, I don't actually care about getting paid, but I do want this guy to realize that it's not just, hey, you're do-gooders, come do-gooder for me.
Yeah, I know what he's asking.
Radu, Vega might kind of lean in and whisper in your ear.
I know this is a tough situation, but you know it. We're all here in the basement. We're all kind of like family. Yes, we all have our mistakes, and he might fall into them as well, but sometimes you might have to help someone to help someone.
I mean, I follow. Don't like throwing away my good efforts.
Well, if we help you relocate, that will help us keep an eye on you, okay? Make sure that your ways have changed. Agreed?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Agree.
As you see a sense of slight fear.
Okay.
As he knows what things might happen if
yeah.
You know, we all know those terrible, terrible things.
Sure. All right. Let's go home.
I would like that very much.
Okay. Is there a back way out of here?
Hell if I know.
We've been running for like the last 20 minutes.
All right. Well, let's head out and let's see if we can find a way out of here without heading towards the front door.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you said there was the kind of the back access stairs that I used to get up to get up to the second floor.
Okay.
What about going back up there? I mean, I assume there isn't a back door or something?
So the issue you run into currently is you have a person that probably a lot of people around here in the Galleria might know.
Yeah, that's what I think.
And if you're seen exiting through one of the main entrances, that's probably not your best idea. Your memory does jump to a decently sized window.
That's
located
exactly
in an office.
That's exactly what I'm thinking. So, yep, let's go all the way back up to the second floor. Go back in the office. I still have that key for that. And let's get out that window. I checked the access there. I'll go first. I will, of course, pop out the wings. I'm going to kind of flutter outside the window. And whoever wants to go first, I will help them climb down the drain pipe or, you know, whatever there is.
Yeah.
Get to one of the ledges here.
Yeah, maybe in this office here, you'll find a good amount of plant-based rope.
Oh, fantastic.
Like a plant stem-based. They'll strip it, and then they'll twist it all together.
You know what I'm going to
do
then.
So it's kind of hemp-like. You'll probably find that looking around.
Okay, what I want to do then is I want to take that rope, and I want to, actually, instead of going down, I want to fly away to one of the other cross beams here in the in-between. And I want to try and help people. I want to help, kind of help people, kind of maybe climb across the rope there.
Yes.
So that once everybody's away, we can cut the rope and then people can't follow us. As opposed to just going
glorious
to the ground where they come after us. Does that make sense?
Oh, that's That's glorious.
I like it.
Okay.
Yeah, as you take a little bit of time, you'll find some good places to tie off this rope, helping people climb, maybe flying under them a little bit, maybe flying under Lupe a little bit, who might be a little weaker.
Sure.
As to maybe help him with a little bit of weight.
Yeah, I can't support anybody when I'm flying, but I can, you know, just kind of...
Yeah.
Little guidance, little support. Sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
I'm going to say that Radu is the last to go, kind of, you know, motions for Vega to go, just because I'm feeling pretty strong, pretty able, just, you know, did a great duel here, and so I'm just going to make sure that nobody follows us, and if I need to, I can apply my swordmanship.
Oh, defend. Yeah, yep. Exactly. If we wanted to add some flavor, we might say those henchmen might either wake up or... regain a little bit of breath, and as you're going to climb off to head across to the other building, you'll give a couple parries, give a couple slashes, jump through the window, climb, and cut the rope as you swing across.
Yeah, I was going to say something along the lines of like
skyline.
parry, yeah. Diving, jump through the window, grab onto the rope. As I'm jumping backwards, I start to say, "This is the day you will always remember." And then I slip the rope and just hang onto it and swing. Where you almost had dignity enough to beat me.
Yes. Uh-huh. Oh, man. As you make your escape, we'll see the small silhouettes of these littlings jumping across the tops of buildings here in the in-betweens, making your way back towards... the city of Umbral.
Nice.
After what should have been a short return to Umbral from the in-betweens, catch your breath as you reach the warm, slightly humid, but still very dry air of the basement. Because you've been in these bioluminescently lit hallways and passageways, you must you have to squint a little bit as you get back out of the wall from this drastic change in lighting. Headed straight home to the home of Lupe and Clara, as long as small Margarita, you'll return to Clara coming home from the market, where she makes her living, under her arm, a small basket with, you know, what she didn't sell from the day. As one of you will whistle or holler,
"Hello, nurse."
She'll turn as she realizes what she sees, dropping her basket and running up to embrace her husband, who's been missing for probably a week now.
Didn't slap you. You must have done something right once.
True.
You can sense from when you spoke with her before and all the interactions you've had with her, she was very concerned more than angry.
I didn't think that she would be angry. I just need to rub it in his face a little bit.
Yeah.
A few moments go by as they have a small conversation up by the house. You'll see Vega walk up to Margarita, who's now come out of the house. Exchange a few words before you see her headed back down the hill towards the middle of town.
Goodbye. Good to see you too, Vega.
As she passes, she'll say,
"Give me a second. I'll be right back."
"Need anything?"
"Nah, I'm fine. I'll be okay."
Before continuing down the hill and into town.
Everybody with their plots and mysteries.
Probably 15 minutes go by.
and the sun has started to set a little bit. That was the dumbest thing I've said.
That was great, though. Like, it's classic, like, okay, so we're doing this. We're going to, you know, fade out. Oh, wait.
That's how I would normally tell this story.
Dude, right? You would not believe how much I get screwed up with that in one of my games.
Well,
right,
and to be fair, this is like the land of the perpetual sunset. So it's always sunset here. So.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
In the perpetual sunset here, you see Vega returning up the hill, accompanied by a decently sized white speckled rat.
We're gonna make him do that.
She'll walk up the hill, return to you before Leche notices Margarita, and they do a similar reunion moment. She'll stand there by you, hands on her hips.
How did you arrange that?
Oh, I just stole her rat back.
Very good.
Yeah, great, yes, perfect.
You all stand there laughing, camera pans away as we exit the scene. The camera pans up the stairs as we see it travel through the various parts of the house. That will conclude chapter 2.
Woot.
Nice.
Woot.
Nice.
Woot. Woot.
And I gotta fight a person as opposed to just bugs.
Yeah, that's true.
I kind of wanted you to do that, because I'd realized up until this point you all were just fighting bugs.
I mean, don't get me wrong, bugs are cool, so. But this person's not great at it.
And that's okay, that's why you have Vega with you.
Yeah.
That's a line from Aliens, another bug hunt.
This is going to be just another bug hunt, sir.
That's it. Yeah.
Sorry, here in the back, is this a bug hunt, right? we're all here for the bug hunt. Oh boy. I wanted to just do a small reflection. Nothing as extensive. Kind of just more of a GM reflection here.
Yeah, definitely.
As that's said, we'll transition into our segment RPG Reflection. Where we talk about the last thing we played. Mm-hmm. I'll take a drink of water and we shall continue. For this GM reflection, my topic is going to be realizing I've run the game completely wrong up until now. not completely. I've just formatted it.
Yeah, well, yeah, I mean, what do they say?
Not if how you have, it's, yeah.
Yeah, if you've had fun, it's not wrong. So, yep. There is that, but yes.
That's fair.
Yeah.
But, so this all kind of stems from me running a home game of Household for a different group of people that aren't you two sitting at the table. I have friends. I know, it's weird.
We allow that?
Sure.
Let me see the script. Go ahead.
Ooh.
We allow that, okay.
I might have to rewrite the contract a little bit, but I think we can swing it.
I didn't know why you put it in there in the first place, but okay.
Yeah.
So I've been doing a lot of research and a lot more writing for a different group of people, which means I've been reading the source material a lot more. I'm just like, I'm not unhappy with how I've run the game so far. I still think it's like set a really good scene, and we've been telling some really cool stories. But I think my timing has just been completely off with how they structure chapters and the overall saga. So, kind of in this talk, it's basically chapter one is one paragraph, which is a segment of the story that you want to tell. So, an example of a paragraph would probably be telling the little bit of when Dimitri was traveling to the basement, a little bit of learning about Radu, And then once that's concluded, maybe we do a thing, and then that's a paragraph. So that's like just a chunk of the game.
Okay.
So chapter one has one of those, chapter two has two, chapter three has three, chapter four has two, chapter five, I think it doesn't have three, it has two. But yeah, one, two, 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 one for an epilogue at the end.
Yes.
And I really like that structure for this system.
Yeah.
Because it will give us the opportunity to maybe not focus on like, hey, this happens over the course of a few days. No, this stuff happens over a course of this many months. Mm-hmm. And then we tell segments of that story that are important. And I like that idea a lot more than how chapter one and chapter two were structured.
Okay.
For me.
Yeah.
But overall, still, I had a blast. I had a lot of fun running it the way I did. Mm-hmm. But I'm just going to change how things go a little bit from now on.
That's cool.
Great.
I didn't dislike how it was run so far. You know, it seemed fine to me, but I also, you know, haven't read it in the full way. And I think the way you're describing it, that it should be run, does help lean itself towards that story format, that storybook format. So,
true.
Yeah, cool. Exactly.
That kind of one of the advantages of what we're doing here, as opposed to what we normally do. Normally we kind of jump from a game to game. I mean, we've done 7C a lot, obviously. Right. But usually, other than that, we play like one or two sessions of another system. And, you know, this we've actually played pretty, continually for a while.
A pretty good amount of.
And it's given us a chance to dive in a little bit more thoroughly and understand and given us a chance to make these mistakes that, you know, allow us to see it things a little bit better. So I think it's great. You know, good chance to learn things. And if you were finding stuff that didn't work, that would be fine. But the fact that you're finding more ways to build on what you've done and make it even better using the rules, that's great.
Yeah, and incorporating a more of the in-story lore.
Yeah.
So another game mechanic here is each chapter starts with a historic event that affects the entire house.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Because a reminder for those of you, you know, listening, part of the premise of Household is you are reenacting these historical events in order to find out what happened in the history of the house. So
it's more focused around like the stories that are of heroes that aren't like written down.
Right.
That people don't actively know.
Right.
Yeah.
So they kind of know, the historians know some of the stuff, but you're reenacting it so that they can see the logical things that did happen in history to recreate, to rebuild the history books.
Exactly.
Which is very unique.
You're just building into the mechanics that you are just telling a story.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I think here forward, we're going to see a little bit more about the house itself and how everyone's affected by these major things that happen over this 5-year story that is your campaign, your 5 chapters.
That's fantastic.
Not necessarily each one doesn't have to necessarily be a year apiece. So like chapter one can be 6 months, chapter two could be 2 years. You can change it based on what parts of the story you want to tell and how much time is in between those parts of the story.
That's great.
Like, kind of like now, I've said this to you all in the past. I have a plan for chapter three that's gonna throw some different elements of these character stories in a slightly different way. So I like that.
Nice.
We're not telling the story directly, but we might be telling a different part of the story.
Right.
Okay.
So it's gonna piece together, and then chapters 4 and 5 will just do some fun stuff and get to the real meat of things.
Meat.
Nice.
Meat.
Well, it's been enjoyable, so don't feel bad at all about how you run it.
Oh, good.
So, yeah, that's cool. I'm looking forward to seeing how it is different on the next bit, because that'll be interesting. I think, you know, just bringing in those... I think a lot of games get caught in the moment, in the minutia, and it's neat and refreshing in any game, any system, to be like, yeah, world events, deal with it. Not just, like, you surviving this moment, but, like, how does it affect everything? What changes?
Yeah.
And how people perceive things. So that's always neat.
Yeah. Huh? And how, and sometimes it explains with these major historical events that happen, it can be something that affects your characters directly, or maybe it's something that you just see a glimpse of. Mm-hmm. And it's really neat because you can focus stories around it. If you're not into it, you can just glance it by, and it's something that happens in the background, and you just tell this big old story.
That's great.
So I'm excited to run the next few chapters here and see where this story goes.
Cool.
I will tease a little bit.
Ooh.
Household is also a game where you can actively, in between chapters, swap characters out. So we might see a little bit of variety with our characters at the table.
Okay.
So
better stay tuned then. Gotta know what happens next.
Stay tuned. Find out what happens next time.
Next time.